Make that noise. Welcome back, everybody, to the Nosebleeds podcast. I am Chris Witt, and with me, as always, is Mr. Adam Schmidt. Adam, how are you today, sir?
Doing fine. Doing fine. How about yourself?
I've had better days. I've had worse days. You know, it was a day. Today was a day.
You had one day today?
I had one day. How many days did you have?
I had 2 days today.
You had 2 days today?
2 days today. Yep. So the first one
can
was,
I tell you that's a first? I don't know that I've never heard of that before.
Once I tell you this, you'll probably say, you know what? I've had 2 days before.
Okay. Because I feel like you were in like China, mm-hmm. spent the day in China, flew to Cincinnati, and spent the day in Cincinnati. Yeah. It was the same day.
Yes. If I was in the worst part of China.
Oh. Ooh. All right. Let's hear it. What, tell me about day. Let's talk about the first part of your day.
First day was the first day, which is now yesterday.
Okay.
just work, you know, work. And this will come back in a little bit here, but you know, work stinks, and I hate work, and I just really hate my job. And so, and if in case anybody is listening, just kidding, that from not. So I'm not kidding.
And it's okay if they are.
It's okay if they're.
You still work there.
Here's the thing. The people that I work most closely with, they know how much I
was just
going to
say. Exactly. Yeah.
It took me a few minutes. Usually when I leave work after a bad day or even a normal day, which is usually kind of bad, I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm done. I leave it, especially when I go into the office. I'm like, all right, I can leave it there. I'm leaving.
Yes.
I'm driving away from it. I'm
yes.
physically leaving it.
I didn't eat dinner, so I'm eating these last ones.
You got it. So anyway, that part's over, right? So I'm like, and it did. It took me a little bit.
How far?
Today.
How far did you get? It's a 45-minute drive, right?
45-minute drive. Today I was working from home.
That's worse.
So I the only thing that's better is I don't have the 45-minute drive to or from. I get an extra hour and a half of sleep in the morning.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. But you can't leave work at work. You gotta leave it like in the dining room or something.
That's exactly where it is.
it's hard to get from your living room to your kitchen without going through the dining room.
Yeah, I can go around the back way, but it's quicker. It's quicker to go that way. But anyway, you know, I log out, close the laptop, the work laptop, and you know, started getting ready right away. We're going to Elder's baseball game,
mm-hmm.
big GCL rivalry matchup.
X and Elder, congratulations, Elder.
That's right. And so I knew I had more things coming. This was my second day. This was the start of my second day.
Oh, awesome.
So that was, I was like, so here's what my second day was, right? As bad as my first day was, listen to this, Adam Schmidt, good day, good second day. Elder X game, Elder wins 3-2. Skyline, ice cream, comedy, basketball, podcast.
Wow.
I had as good a day as I can have.
What comedy did you watch?
H. Foley.
Okay.
The one that we will be discussing next week.
Okay. We'll be discussing next week. I apologize for that. What basketball did you watch?
I watched a couple minutes of Celtics Heat. Celtics won that game and the series. Mm-hmm. They move on.
That's awesome. That's much better.
Yeah. And I watched a couple other things, little clips and part of a podcast, part of a couple podcasts and that kind of thing as I was.
Are you able to turn a podcast on, turn it off, and turn another podcast on?
Not typically. I usually like to watch the whole thing through.
Mm-hmm.
I did that tonight though.
Yeah.
You know,
do you watch podcasts on the TV?
I did tonight. Sometimes okay. I do. Usually it's on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But I was at home with the TV. And
do you throw it from your phone to the TV?
I don't. I've always had trouble with that for some reason.
Yeah, me
I've
too.
tried every different kind of
You have
way.
a LG TV?
I have a Samsung TV.
My LG, I can't figure out how to do it on the LG. I got to go to this like LG Home Think or something, and I can't get anything to talk to each other.
I think I had an LG before I had the Samsung, and it was the same deal. It's
And
always hard.
I'm not an idiot. I know how to do that stuff.
I've tried so many different
Yeah.
ways. Same thing too, like from a laptop to try to get it up on the. I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Come on, just can't get it. But
Yep.
anyway, I'm kind of that kind of makes me feel better
Yeah.
because I feel like you that's something that you would have no problem with,
It's
and
really simple to do,
it seems like
but
it.
my stuff don't ever talk to each other.
Same.
And they always make me do something extra. Like it should just be
Yeah,
this thing's
on the same
talking.
Wi-Fi.
I click that. We're on the same Wi-Fi. They're talking to each other. Boop. Phone to, and it works on a lot of people's TVs. It always works from my phone to somebody else's TV. Like I'll put the Reds game on or something and they can't get it. I'll be like, I just throw it on the TV from my phone. Click, 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 boom, it's on TV.
Wow.
My house? Sorry, sister, not working.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. Wow.
Not
Crazy.
working.
Anyway, those were my 2 days. You had practice today.
I did. We had a full 2 hour practice today. Got it in a little 6:30. The Fre Oak Hills freshman baseball play on the same field we do. So half the time, part of the time we weren't on the field, but we got a good portion. It was good practice today.
Good.
We needed a good practice and we had a good practice. We've been struggling on the field. Lost another tough one yesterday. I had to kick a parent out of a game before, right? And this has happened. That happened a long time ago. Happened a
Okay.
few years ago. We've talked about this before. We were out of
Yeah.
town. And it was before the umpire ever even said a word to the parent. Like I
Did he
didn't
give a
even
look or something?
know. I could hear the parent and I didn't like what was being said.
Okay. Good for
I
you.
don't need it. We had the second worst umpire I've ever seen in my life. He,
Okay.
and every call he missed was against us.
Okay.
And they were the most blatant, terrible. And I don't talk about umpires. And I tell the kids, the umpire didn't lose the game. You guys did this, you guys did this. That's what lost the game. The umpire didn't lose the game, but line drive to the third baseman, puts his glove on the ground, catches the ball. When he catches his gloves on the ground, so you kind of like you can hear the thud of the ball hitting the ground. Clearly caught the ball, like not even a question. And there's bases loaded, two outs. Catches the ball,
Your
and
third
my
baseman.
third baseman, and he looks at the umpire, and the umpire's staring at him. And I just scream, touch third. Because I can tell the umpire didn't call him out. And he stands there and looks and he's like, what? Like this? And everybody's running around. And finally, we call time and I walk over there. This is the fourth time we had a terrible call. And I walk out and I go, what? He goes, it clearly touched the ground, clearly. And I was like, that wasn't clearly. Then we had a catcher's interference. Like it sounded like this. No bat to ball sounds like that. It almost took the catcher's glove off. And he said, where the catcher was setting up, it was tough for me to see that. We only have one umpire out here. You couldn't see where the catcher caught the ball. It's a pretty important thing to see where the catcher catches the ball. That's where the contact's made off the bat. That's how you know if it's a foul tip. That's how you know if where the strike is about a foot in front of that. You can't see that. Then you're setting yourself up in a terrible spot. You're too low. You're not setting. This dude's like 60 some years old, to his credit. And I'm not getting in his ass or anything, being pretty cool. But to his credit, he every time I came out there after I would get on him about something, he'd smile and look at me. Well, there's one inning where that line drive that was caught, and somebody on our side starts yelling and he yells to the other dugout and says, that guy's standing right in front of it. If that coach had any integrity, he would tell you it made the
Nope,
right
nope,
call.
nope, nope, nope.
And the other coach jumps out, starts walking onto the field and says, what are you doing? Starts getting at it. And I just shut it down right there. I stopped the game, screamed down my entire bench, told him everybody's got to shut, not the bench, the fans. You've got to shut up. This is not how this happens. We don't do this. We don't talk to anybody except you're our team on. Scream down, scream down.
Good.
Coach is still on the field. And I said, it's over. Now I'm pointing at him, yelling at him because he's continuing it. No, it's over. Get over there. Walk out around after the inning's over. I'm walking by and the umpire says, he says, so I had to, I mean, it was a scream. And there's like a 7-year-old coach's pitch game going on the field right behind us. Oh, and I'm lighting everybody up. And I'm like, man.
Took control of that
yeah,
game.
Yeah. 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 So I walk around and this umpire, gotta give him credit. He just looks at me and he's got a big smile. He goes, man, I really appreciate you having my back like that. Appreciate that. And I was like, I didn't want to talk to him, but I'm not going to do this. So I was like, yes.
That's something the umpire would or probably should yes. typically do.
So then I walk over to the third base side and I know the coach and he's like, Chris, I'm just going to tell you if something, you question my integrity and now I got to step out. And I said, you wait a second. And I'm shaking.
Yeah.
My adrenaline's up. I said, I took care of it. You heard me take care of it. And you kept walking out. I said, the umpire will say something to them before you ever say a word. And neither of you have to worry about it. Cause I take care of my sideline. And I said, just like that. Cause his kids, no. That he already told me he's been having trouble with his parents and they were horrible. And I just said it right to him.
But basically that sounds,
yeah,
I'm that sounds like
I told him that he,
but now I'm questioning your integrity.
I was 100%. But I took care of what I needed to take care of. Right. Shut up. It's over. And I didn't say shut up, but I said, it's over. It's over. And he stopped.
Good.
He stopped.
Good.
It was very,
wow.
It was intense. We had an inning where we had not given up a run. We were up. We were winning the game. Hadn't given up a run. There was a ground ball clearly out at first base. Didn't call it. That line drive happened. Didn't call it. Kid ends up throwing 30 more pitches in the inning. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's half his pitches he's allowed.
Yeah.
We give up 6 runs in the inning. The kids are down. Now it just, and the wheels fell off. One inning. I would never blame an umpire for anything. That's the second time in 180 games that I've coached, I blame that umpire for that game. Wow. 100%. And I would never, you know me. That's not me. But I had two parents on the other side, because I'm at third on their side, that were on the fence that said, I just want to let you know that the way you handle everything is amazing. It was great. You did a great job. Need more coaches like you. Two nice. Parents sitting there saying that. After the game, another parent comes over from their team, walks over to my side, and he goes, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be weird, but I just want to shake your hand and let you know that was really awesome the way you handled it. Now this coach had already told me while we were texting about the game that he's been struggling with parents like the way, and he is got a little bit of that ghetto in him, right? Like that, I'm going to just go fight right now.
The coach.
Yeah. The guy who was just going to come across
it
our
sounded
town.
Like it.
Right.
Yeah.
So I wonder why you're having trouble.
Yeah.
Another one. Then I get this morning, I get a text that's from another parent this morning. That is, let's see. Yeah. Yeah. A pretty decent long text
mm-hmm.
telling me about one of their kids and I made their kid's day and how great it was for me being
wow,
there
from
the other team. Four different parents from
that
team. You know what? We still lost by 9. I can't. I used to love this stuff. I used to love it. Like, this is why I do it. It's mm-hmm. for the kids. I love the. I'm always piping up the other team. Like, if you make a great play, I'm calling you up, bro. And you're at third base. We got a handshake by the end of the game when you're at third base.
Right.
Right. We've talked about this. The whole line. I love it. Right. I want my team to understand you can be competitive without being an asshole.
Yeah, of course.
And when somebody makes a good play, you just tell them to make a good play. Tip your cap, say good play.
Yep.
I hate losing.
Sure.
And we are losing a lot. More than I've ever lost in my life.
Of course, yeah.
I'm almost done with, I'm almost like, you know what? Maybe this goody two-shoes little bull crap isn't worth it. Oh, thanks. You shaking my hand after you beat me by 9. Good job. Think you're such a great coach. Am I? Because you just beat us by, yeah. How good are we?
Yeah.
I know that that's weird, but I don't know what to do anymore. I just can't. I can't physically can't take losing.
But you can't let losing games change your the best reasons to do it.
Sure. I get that. I will never change the way I coach or how I am or any of that. I'm not going to do it. It's not
It's
going to happen.
losing does suck. I'm with you. I've
You
lost a bunch of games in a
know?
row, plenty. And it's just, I don't know, man. Yeah.
When you lose, that's when it's like, okay,
You start questioning everything.
we got such a great group of parents. We got such a great group of kids. But as soon as you start losing a bunch, yeah, there's a little
That
whisper.
stuff feels
I
like it
know there's
doesn't
stuff
matter at
going
church,
around. I
right?
feel like there's stuff be whispering around. I feel like it. I don't think there is. Everybody's
I do
really
too.
cool and everybody's being nice to me about it. And, telling me, hey, look, we're doing this is all happening. All the right people are saying all the right things. But that doesn't mean that I'm like, well, something's wrong. Something's wrong. And now you get a, then you have a, 40-minute conversation after the game or after practice with somebody. And it's like they want to tell you everything that they think we need to do a little bit differently. And it's like, you know
Oh,
what?
like a parent
No,
or a
well,
coach? Oh,
both.
sorry.
So
Yeah, okay.
I love it. I want to, I'm all ears. But I've done the same thing for 4 years, right? Now all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, this isn't working anymore. No, it's not. That's not how it works.
Well, you guys are playing much better competition now.
Yeah, but yeah, that's yeah, sure. That's the whole thing that we keep going back to.
So then what?
We have to lose that though. That needs to be gone at some point. You can't have an excuse.
That's fine, but this is the first year you're playing against that level of competition.
Sure.
It might take a year or two or something
Yeah.
to, if you're playing up another level, it's.
I get it. I've been listening to that and actually saying that for a
So
while, but
then, so.
now it's like, okay, we've competed with these teams before, and now we're getting beat by the teams at the bottom of that level that we would normally beat. That's when I'm starting to be like, okay, I'm losing kids now. And I'm not losing any yet, but I can, it's just, it feels like we walk into every game expecting to lose.
I mean, yeah, I know that feeling. I know that feeling. It's so hard. Yeah, it's so hard to figure out how to motivate the kids and make them feel, especially when you lose enough times, how to make them feel confident enough to expect to win or even compete. When we would go into games against the teams like Mason and the few teams that are always at the very, very top of the league that I coached in, it was like, I know we're losing by 40. I know that. I have to make them think we are gonna beat them by 40.
Yes.
Like we have to do everything that we practice and all that kind of stuff. But there was there were other things, just getting them to care really was one of my biggest things. But anyway,
I hate that.
is it fundamental stuff? Do you guys have a bunch of errors? Are you just not hitting? Is it just
Yesterday was more errors than we've had in a whole month. I've never had it. We've never been like that. But four of those errors, three of those errors came in that same inning after all the wheels fell off.
sure. That's, I mean, that's the whole. If you believe that those errors happened because they got so down, they got in their heads about a bad call, then that's exactly what you're
Then
trying
we
to
don't have
lose.
the mental toughness then.
That's it.
Yeah.
And that's the most important part of
Hey,
coaching kids at that age,
yeah,
right?
get them to that level. So that's what I'm doing wrong. I need to be a more ment I need to get these kids more mentally tough. I need to be harder on them.
Maybe, maybe not. I mean, if you think that is what caused those errors, I mean, you would think so, because you guys do fundamental work all the time, right? It's not, they know how to field a ground ball and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Then yeah, I mean, that's sure. It's but it, making them mentally tougher doesn't necessarily mean being harder on them. It might be. It might mean that, but
But this is
it
also how
doesn't
I always
necessarily.
have to think too, is I try to remember this. To make one kid more mentally tough, you have to treat them a little different than you would treat another kid to make him more mentally tough. Because you could break a kid by being too hard on him, but I need to be harder on him to get him where he needs to be. You know what I mean? And
That's the
Gotcha.
good thing about coaching the same kids 4 years in a row.
Sure.
You know the kids very well. Yeah, I mean, that's figuring out who you have to be harder on, but if is that going to fix whatever mistakes are happening?
No, you just I don't know. I don't know how to fix it. We're gonna
Or
find out this weekend though.
you
We got
just
a
have as
tournament this
many,
weekend,
yeah,
so here
you
we
just
go.
have as many good practices as you can,
Buckle
and
up.
whatever happens during the games, I mean, you're preparing them as best you can. And then of course, the biggest thing still, even though it hurts to lose so much, is handling situations like that where you show them an example of these people said something inappropriate. This guy's get they're both getting out of hand now. You step in, you stop it before anything crazy happens, and you tell, you make sure that something bad doesn't happen because this side's upset about losing, so they lash out and they insult this person's dugout, this coach on another team, and that's completely unacceptable. And now he's coming out and he's gonna fight somebody in the middle of an 11 in an 11
That's
year
it.
old
That's
game,
it. That's
and
my thing. Yeah. What are we doing here?
you did exactly what you had to do, and that was the biggest coaching moment. That's why, like, for the kids to see you handle it that way, that was so much more important than winning that game.
Sure.
And it doesn't feel that way, but it was so much more important than winning that game.
Yeah.
That's
I hope so.
you gotta give yourself credit for that.
I hope so.
That you got 10 wins under your belt for
Yeah,
that.
it doesn't show up on the
It
record.
doesn't
On show
matter.
record, though.
It
No,
doesn't matter.
you're right. You're right. You're right.
Anyway, all right. Well, that's exactly what I wanted to know. A big thing happened. I mean, that was
That's huge.
huge.
It was, yeah, yesterday
That
was
was
crazy.
huge.
Yesterday was crazy.
Wow.
And I get a text like that randomly in the middle of the day, and I won't read the whole
It
thing. Yeah.
feel like
And
$1 trillion.
but it didn't. Usually I do. I've gotten these before, right? Like this dude went out of his way to call another coach of a different team that he knew to get my number. That's
That's
cool.
very
Yeah.
impressive.
Yeah. Thought very highly of how you coached the game against my son's team, blah, blah, blah. He was number 17. I was talking to him at third base. He made a great play in left field.
Chris
Dude, hit
Sabo.
me a crazy play in left field. Hope this doesn't come off as weird sending this to you, but you made my son's night pumping him up, blah, 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 blah. Unfortunately, you just don't see a lot of coaches do that anymore. Little thing that usually gets me excited. It's like, this is it. This is what I'm here for. This is why I'm here. This is it. But as
But
these kids get older, it's like, it doesn't do it for me anymore. It doesn't do it for me anymore.
is it that it's losing its luster because you've gotten those compliments so many times, or is it because you're just feeling so bad about losing?
Can it be a combination?
Yeah, sure can.
Probably.
Okay. That's fair. That's totally fair. Understandable.
I feel like it shouldn't be a compliment to I screamed. I mean, the whole park shut up. There was seven fields and the three fields around us shut up. It ain't
Like,
hard.
oh, everybody's gonna watch
Yeah.
this fight over here on this field.
And the person that was doing it, I couldn't even look him in the eye while I was, I couldn't even look him while I
Sure,
was yelling. So I'm looking
I
at
couldn't
every
either.
parent's eyeballs as I'm looking down there. And the
Yeah.
one dude that did it was closest to me. And I didn't say, like, I couldn't even look at him. And immediately, I'm sorry, Chris. That was me. That was me, Chris. It was me. I'm sorry. I
Oh.
was just the loudest one. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. And I'm like, okay. It's all good. It's all good. And I did come back to him afterwards. And I was like, just so you know. Like appreciate, whatever. So, but I did have your back too, because I told that dude he needs to shut the hell up too. He can't come walking out in the middle of the field.
I mean, both parties were kind of wrong
So
there,
dumb.
but
So dumb.
yeah, it's really
Why is 11-year-old baseball? Why does it have to be like that?
it doesn't.
Why is this competitive?
People just don't know
Why,
how
like, you are
to
not, that's
handle
why.
it or.
So I told the kids, I walked on after the, like, while that was going on, I said, boys, this is your game. Not anybody around here's game. So we're done. Like, just don't worry about anything. That's cool. That's when they came in after that inning. Said, it's your game. You got to shut all this out. It's not easy to do. You have to shut everything out. This is your game. This is not their game. They think it's their game. That's exactly what I said, but it's not their game. It's your game. So you just got to forget
job,
about it.
Man, that's fantastic.
I can't, it's stuff.
That's real coaching. It's, I mean, you know, errors and strikeouts and walks and whatever happens to help you lose a game baseball wise sucks. But that kind of stuff, that's real coaching. You're an awesome baseball coach. You know your stuff, you know how to train kids. But if you were terrible, that wouldn't even matter. I mean, you guys would be a lot worse. First of all, you guys are probably a lot better than you could be if you didn't have this team for 4 years in a row and you weren't a good coach. But God, all that stuff, it's easy for me to say that while I'm not currently coaching, but
yeah, because I know how you would feel if you lost seven games, you know, or, you know, what have we lost? Four games in a row now and felt like
done.
the season's over and I've lost everything.
Nope. It's those that what you said to the kids after that inning and how you handled that you're doing exactly what you are supposed to be doing and what every coach should strive to be doing. It's if your team makes plays and they win because of that, awesome. You get credit for that too, but you also get it. It's, I mean, you know about stuff in baseball, tons of stuff in basketball. You do little things that make a difference in the game that most people don't realize. Most people don't see there. It's not in a box score. It's that kind of stuff, except that's not little stuff.
Is it Draymond Green-esque?
No, it's better than that.
All the little stuff that's not in the box score, that's all you ever hear about him.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, yeah. You know, although they do have technicals in the box score and ejections, but that is in the box score.
I heard a story the other day from somebody, and I'm not going to say who I've heard it from or who the person was.
Okay.
Come out there. So I heard a story the other day that there was a coach of a baseball team of kids of a very similar age, not exactly the same, whose coach looked in the dugout at his kids and said, "Boys, I'm getting kicked out right now," and went out and went bananas and just like and acted like an absolute idiot to the umpire until he got kicked out.
In professional baseball? Okay.
Sure.
Any level below that, honestly, I think that's dumb.
High school baseball?
Yeah. No,
don't do that.
Don't do it in high school baseball. I mean, Mark Thompson gives umpires a hard time a lot, but he doesn't get kicked out though.
Right.
He makes sure he doesn't do that.
Yeah.
It's too important to be present for your team.
My big thing is authority, right? Who's the authority on the field? The umpire is the authority on the field. You can question him. You can have a question, but you walk out and you have a conversation. I always walk directly over to them. And sometimes I might be a little more animated, but I'm never yelling or anything like that. I'll let them know that I think you missed that.
Yeah.
And here's what it was. He caught a play. You're not allowed to block home plate. You can't block home plate. Okay. Mm-hmm. You got to slide. Can't block home plate. Runners coming from third, round and third coming home. Catcher doesn't have the ball and he's standing in front of the plate. My runner's not allowed running him over or he kicked out of the game. So he goes way to the right of him and tries to slide and is nowhere near the plate. Catcher catches the ball, tags him. Okay. Well, my guy's safe. He blocked the plate. I walk over and I said, the catcher didn't have the ball when my guy was to him. He wasn't making a play on the ball and he was standing in front of the plate. He's blocking the plate. Well, the runner makes his own baseline. And he was making his baseline over here. I said, absolutely not. His baseline was directly at home until the catcher was in front of him, who he's not allowed to bowl over. He would have to slide if there was a play. The kid didn't have the ball, so he had to get out of the way to slide. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I don't know if I see it that way. Okay, you can see it however you want, but the rule is the rule.
Yeah.
That's what I say. And he's just like, I'm going to have to see about that. I'm going to have to see about that, but I'm going to stick with this. And what am I supposed to do at this point?
Yeah.
Can't do anything.
You can't. Feels unfair.
That's just another one. I don't even know what got me into that. Got me to start talking about that. It's just another. And that was the third out of the game. Third out of the inning. Third out of the inning right there. And it should have been a run scored and should have had a man on second still. early in
You
the game.
had
So sad.
Angel Hernandez Jr. out there. I mean, what are you going to
Hate
do?
talking bad about umpires. Hate that so much.
You know what's funny is I keep thinking about once in a while I have like an idea, like an entrepreneurial idea, and I feel like, and there's probably already one out there because anytime I have an idea, there's 10,000
Ten
people
thousand,
already doing it. But I've thought about coming up with like a podcast or something if I was in a much bigger city where these things happen, but having officials on a podcast and having like a player or a coach and an official sit there and look at plays or talk or just even just talk about
I've got a
rules and
guy.
just
I've
I
got a
love
guy
that.
that'll do it. I've got a guy that will come on this podcast as an umpire and would do this in a
Oh yeah,
heartbeat.
we could get on. I just mean for like a bigger, like a bigger picture, like
Oh,
pro
you're
or
talking about
college
getting,
guys,
you're talking about getting like big time guys.
yeah,
So what are we
like
doing? Are we just
Scott
talking?
Foster and
What?
Draymond Green sit down at a table
Okay.
and you know
But what are
just
we
talk
talking
about.
about?
So
Are you trying to get
for
them?
me, I'm most no, I'm trying to, I'm very interested in the relationship and the communication between between officials and players and officials and coaches. That fascinates me. And especially like on the NBA level where it's, you know, somebody is every single call made, a player is going to the official to discuss and disagree with it, right? Or what it seems that way. Because sometimes you do hear those interactions, somebody's mic'd up or whatever, and you hear those interactions, you're like, that was a better talk than it looked
Than
like.
what it sounded like.
Yes.
And there are times I think that guys are going over there saying something, and maybe the camera goes away and they're probably laughing afterwards,
Could
maybe
be.
with them. You know what I mean? Like,
And then once in a while you read lips or you catch a
yeah.
little thing and it's, you know, mother this and you're a this and that and you know,
Yeah.
and it's like, how's that not a technical every time? Like
Yes.
the calm demeanor that an NBA official has to have to deal with all of the every single time you blow a whistle or the play stops, somebody coming to disagree with you about something, and they're super emotional because their adrenaline's going and it's a very intense thing. To have to deal with that and be as calm as they are, it takes a very special person or a lot of very intense training. And that fascinates me.
So do we really want the players on there as well?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest dynamic I
Or
would like to see.
is it the player saying, is it the player saying, like you're not getting the ref and the player from the game, from the night before?
Not necessarily, no. But like something like that,
Because I'm
or
liking
like,
this. I'm feeling like this could work. Like
yeah.
we could do this, but you can't, we can't just call up Draymond or somebody. We could start at the high school level.
I would want, yeah. But I would
Not with
want,
kids,
from
obviously. You're
here,
not getting a kid and a coach. You would
right.
get, or you again, and you would have to start with like a coach and an umpire, either at a lower level, or get to maybe a kid, but probably a coach and an umpire at the high school level. And then once you get into college and stuff, we could start talking to those people
That's
and you
what,
could
yeah.
get a player and an umpire. You know what I mean? I think catchers and umpire would be so much fun to
Yeah.
have on. You know what I mean? Especially if they know each other from doing each other's games and stuff. You know, I think that's cool.
I imagine, especially the older you get, the more interaction there is, I'm sure, the
Oh
more
yeah.
conversation
Oh
between the
yeah.
catchers and umpires.
I had an umpire one time. So I caught for like 2 years in high school. Okay. And I was not a catcher. I never had any training. I didn't have anything. And but just because I played in this really bad league, and I could, yeah, it was bad league. And I should God, I've been playing down there. I got really mad like halfway through the year. I struck out and I got pissed. And guy goes, dude, chill out, man. This guy on our team is high as a kite. He's like, dude, chill out, man. We all strike out. And I was like, huh, no. You all strike out. That's my first of the year. I looked at him just like that, because that's how pissed I was, right? And back then, I was a little more mouthy, and I didn't hold my tongue quite like I do now. And they all sucked. My whole team sucked. So anyway, I
I
was
have
cat.
a similar thing.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
so I'm catching, and I'm talking to this umpire the whole time. And I threw three kids out that day, two kids the second, one at third, and I threw like the second kid out, and umpire's younger guy. He's like, "Hey, nice throw, but nice throw." And he goes, he said something like, "You know, afterwards, if you want, I could work with your pop, time, and you know, I could teach you a couple things, maybe make you better." And I said, "Bud, you can't get better than this." Totally joking. I'm laughing in front, staring straight ahead, laughing because I'm not a catcher. But when a 16-year-old, 17-year-old throws out three kids that three kids stole, three kids got thrown out. I'm like, "Bud, you can't teach this, bud. You can't teach me this."
I need you to go work with Tyler Stevenson if you can, please.
Yeah, can you please, please? What did you have?
So I played CYO basketball my freshman year, and then
Oh, where at? Because you were from St.
St.
Martin's.
Martin.
Did you play for Martin's?
We had a St. Martin team. And I don't even remember. I don't think I played sophomore or junior year. I don't know what I just that was like. I didn't play basketball those 2 years. It's hard to imagine that, but
Well,
I don't remember.
you were managing the basketball team, and it would have been at the same time. So it would have been really tough for you to have done
But I
both.
also did that freshman and senior years, and I played
Okay.
CYO those years.
Do you play for Martin senior year
My
too?
senior year,
Okay.
okay, I think I didn't play sophomore junior year because of who the coach was.
Okay.
This guy was a bozo,
Okay.
and
We'll just call him the clown.
we'll call him the clown. He famously looked like a walrus, so we could call him a walrus or a clown.
Awesome.
So anyway, and he was just like he wasn't a bat. He thought he was a basketball guy. He was not a basketball guy. And
Sure.
he thought his he had two he had three kids, two boys and a girl, and they were all like shot up. I mean, they all his boys both probably ended up 6'5" or something like that,
Oh,
and
okay.
his girl was real tall all the time. So anyway, and he was a tall guy, but he was like he would just say really dumb things and thought he was funny, and like he just got on my nerves real bad because I cared a lot of, especially my senior year. That was like when I
That's it,
really
bro. That's it. That's not,
like I
it's all
blossomed into
only,
this.
yeah.
Oh
It's
God.
the only thing that meant anything was basketball. You could
Yes.
take, we would take a hula hoop, throw it in Adam's backyard, and it would roll around, and fall. And the joke was he'd make it wherever it landed. That's no joke. We did that.
So this guy, I think he's why I didn't play sophomore and junior year. Anyway, I'm like, well, it's my last year. I gotta play. So I think I was the only senior on the team. I think, if I
Okay.
remember right.
Because junior, it was junior, it was freshmen and sophomores played each other, and juniors and seniors played each other.
Yes. So, and we, the, so my team coming up at St. Martin was always bad. The class below me, the class above us and the class below us were good,
Yeah.
right? So
So you got to play with some of the kids from the class below
the
you.
class below us had some had a few pretty good athletes. And so
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're telling me that Mark, not Mark, that, oh man, Jordan's
Matt Vail,
Matt Vail. I kept wanting to say him
I
Dale.
don't think he played. I think I was the only senior on that
Okay.
team.
All
I
right.
think everybody was
Okay.
done with basketball then by then. So it was me and a bunch of sophomore or a bunch of juniors, right?
Okay.
Well, most of these guys now were smoking
Yep.
everything you can imagine,
Yep.
were getting hammered every weekend,
Sure.
right?
Yeah.
And they just weren't, and they had that kind of like little thuggy kind
Oh
of,
yeah.
you know what I
Oh
mean?
yeah. Man, you was from a little bit of the hood. You got a little you it was starting to get a little hoodish back then.
Chivette slash Westwood, right?
It was
So,
getting hoodish. It wasn't exactly
right.
hood, but it was getting there.
Right. So these
Westwood
guys,
is now.
and especially, oh yeah. And you know, they were 16, 17, so even more so, right?
Exactly.
So we were practices I were a joke. We just scrimmaged every time, you know, all
Yeah.
the whole time. And which was fine, but it would be, you know, after about 15 or 20
A
minutes,
fight
everybody's
or
done.
oh, they just didn't want to do it anymore.
Everybody's just walking up and down the floor, throwing up goofy, crazy shots that were silly and wouldn't pass, you know, nobody was serious about it except for me, right? Oh boy, did I get us.
Welcome to Adam from 17 to
Oh man.
30.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. 34,
34. Yeah, I was
35.
gonna say maybe just before 40.
So,
We'll give him 20 years. 17 to 37.
I think when I really broke was we're going up and down the floor. I'm the only one going hard at all. People just are just walking up and down, and this is a practice. And I realize, I don't know, like after we scored or something happened, I looked up and I realized there are like seven guys on the floor. Well, I found out that three of the guys walked off the floor and walked straight outside to smoke a cigarette. So there was no, we got to go. We got to, can I take a
Hey,
break?
let's take
Time
five.
out.
Let's take five.
It was in transition.
They just couldn't stop,
Run,
and they just ended up outside.
run past the basket at Chivia Fieldhouse and just right outside that door. And I'm like, this is why I didn't play the last 2 years of this. So anyway, yes. So I had some similar fellows on my high school
Oh yeah.
basketball.
Yep, you get it then. You
Yeah.
get it. I went to Coach Dressman and I said, hey coach, man, do you know anybody looking for players? Do you know any of the summer ball teams I can try to get on, or got any numbers I can give somebody a call? And he's like, actually, I just got a call from a guy who was asking, here's his number. He called the dude. It was the guy who was about to be the new assistant for that same exact team that I was just on. And I was like, oh no. And I hated that guy because he coached the team that the year before I was catching, and the kid bowled me over. And I took the ball and I had it in my hand and I slammed the ball against the kid's helmet. And the umpire threw me out of the game. And I went ape crazy that he didn't throw this kid out of the game and he threw me out of the game because I smoked him with the ball. And it was their coach that he coached that team the year before. So I hated
Wow.
that dude. That's the dude that made the plaque for me for
There
stealing home three
you
times in
go.
one season.
Nice. Very nice. Oh, wow. That's funny. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, anyway, that like the emotional stuff that comes into those interactions in sports is what I think about when I think about that, an official, a referee player, referee, coach sitting there talking about, even just really in general, talking about communication, what they do, what they're thinking, when their emotions are at the highest and they just lash out because it's human nature to do that. And they and then maybe when they realize they made a mistake right away, because sometimes you lash out and right away you're like, oh, what did I just do? And when that happens, both sides, what do you talk about there? It's is there a conversation after a coach goes after an official and is screen trying to like touch noses to scream and everybody's holding him back and he's cussing him out and calling him everything and he gets thrown out. Is there a conver What's the conversation like after the game between them, if there is one?
Is there one?
Inevitably you see that guy again in a week or two. Is there anything there? Do you just act like it didn't happen? All that kind of
I
stuff.
got a high school baseball coach in Ashland, Kentucky, that this is what we talk about. He tells me about all this crazy people, and he don't take no crap from nobody. He used to catch at Marshall, right? Like he's like, oh, I tell him and I get right, and he gets back in him. And then tries to kick, he kicks people out constantly. But those are the stories, right? He's always got that. And then he's like, and I told my umpire signer, I hope you give him to me tomorrow. I hope I ump that team that game. I hope I ump that team every single day. I want to ump them every game.
And that's what I want to know. Are you saying that because you want to get some kind of because now you want to like screw them over a little bit, like subconsciously or not?
Well, that's what I told him. He said, no. I just want to see how he reacts and if he knows that he was being an asshole. And I was like, yeah, but
Yeah,
part
to
of
have their
part, but
game.
you'll never, yeah, but you'll never be able to umpire that game correctly. He goes, yes, I will. There was a ball that was hit and this happened and I could have struck him out. It was close enough, but I called it a ball and then he hit a home run. And I was like, okay, that was the kid. That wasn't the coach. Although
That's part of it
I guess
too.
it is.
If there's a coach that's just nagging, 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 and not communicating well, using specific words and like just constantly escalating it, and that are you, is there a thing, even though this player didn't do anything, are you kind of giving a call to the other team because this guy's just on your last nerve? Stuff like that. I mean, mostly nobody would, mostly no officials would probably admit to something like that. But that's where you, like, that's why you would try to get that extreme honesty
Yeah.
out of, you know, out of everybody involved. Anyway, just a pipe dream kind of thing. But anyway, it would be a fun podcast.
It
But
would.
I don't know how that even started.
It'd have to start at like a lower level, and you'd have to build it up. It would have to get some traction. Not like at little kids level. I feel like you'd have to start it at, because you got to start with somebody you know. You got to get the thing going,
Yeah.
right? So
If
you
I did
need,
it from here, yes, for sure.
when you
I'm
move, you're
thinking
talking
like
about when you move and you become this and you
I don't
become.
have to become anything. If I get a if I figure out how to like if I get with somebody that professionally does podcasts and I just bring the idea to them and I
I
try to and I
gotcha.
reach out
I
to people and
gotcha.
try to put it
Okay.
together.
And you just become like the
And it's
producer
yeah, and it's somewhere where NBA games are played so that you
or.
can
Okay.
get people from different teams
Sure.
that
As they come into town.
yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that, or in the off season, you know, get bring people into New York or
That's what I
whatever.
was thinking. Like in the off season, you get them and
That's
you.
probably where you'd have to do it.
Yeah. And then you know, baseball off season, you have that, basketball off season, football off season. There's very little time where everybody's playing at the same time. And even if they are, one of them's in the playoffs and there's somebody that's not doing something. Speaking of that, LeBron is out of the playoffs.
He sure is. He is the
How in
Denver
God's name,
Nuggets.
I cannot understand. We talk about this last 2 weeks. How can, I think they led. In that, I bet they led for twice as much time in that series, maybe three times as much time in that series than Denver did. And they didn't save a timeout. They were talking about it on the there the whole time. LeBron hits the two free throws to tie it, and Jamal flipping Murray does it again.
Is that what happened? I
Jamal
was
Murray hit a
in bed.
shot with about 4 seconds left. They
Wow.
didn't have a timeout. I think it was 3 point something seconds left. They didn't have a timeout. Could not get it to half court, and got it in. Ran up and had to chuck one, and not even close.
So that was game five. I checked. I went to bed shortly after it started, and then right before I fell asleep, I checked, and it was Lakers were up three, I think, at halftime. And then the next morning I looked and the
Lost by two.
Denver lost by or Denver won by two, yeah.
Yeah.
So yes, so I didn't get to
Much
see game five,
easier
but
jump shot for Jamal Murray this time
oh
than
yeah.
that contested AD shot. But yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, look, so the Lakers are gone. That now, you know, I've seen a bunch of headlines that say what's next for LeBron and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Who knows? We'll find out. But Denver, Minnesota, that series, that's good.
I can I tell you that, dude, I this. Like Denver's legit and
Oh, yeah.
Minnesota's legit too, but Denver's, I mean, that Phoenix team had been, they had been struggling the whole year.
Yeah.
Like that was gonna happen. Like that, I don't think that was as big a surprise as everybody kind of made it out to be. They never had a chance in that series. I mean, not even a chance.
Yeah, I mean they didn't. Minnesota's very, very good. And you know, I keep thinking like I think just because of Anthony Edwards, I keep thinking of them as a really young team. They're not really.
They're
They have
not.
that really good balance that you like to see
Yeah.
on a championship
Yeah.
team of some really good young players, Anthony Edwards and a few other guys. And those
Who's an absolute star? He's a
absolutely.
top. He's, if he's not already in 3 years, he's a top four player, top four or five player in the league.
But yeah, and then you have your Rudy Goberts and your Mike Conleys and your, you know,
Karl-Anthony Towns, who
Karl-Anthony
is
Towns.
a. When it seems like when these games mean something, all of a sudden Karl-Anthony Towns plays different. Like he's not as selfish, right? I know it's just that one game where he had to get his 60 or 50 or whatever it was, but still.
But you do. You have a, you know, you have a really good balance there on that team. And Naz Reid was sixth man of the year. I mean, they've got all these pieces. They've got a good bench. They're pretty deep. And so it's going to be really interesting. And the way that the Lakers hung in with Denver way closer than anybody thought they were going to. Now it kind of feels like, wait a minute, is Denver Is Denver kind of struggling right now a little bit, or are they like, did they just kind of play to the level there, or was that just a matchup thing, or how they, it kind of seems like the way both teams played in those series, Minnesota might be the favorite going into this thing, into that series, but.
I can't see it. Denver, I feel like you said the other day, I feel like Denver just says, we're going to do what we have to do to beat you. We are not going to overexert ourselves. We're not going to go crazy. We're just going to beat you. We're just going to beat you. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do the exact same thing from tip to the final buzzer. We're going to do the exact same thing. And you're not going to beat us. I mean, Jokic, he had 26. I think it was 26 on 13 shots or 24 on 13 shots. And I think he had like, it was something, I can't remember. It's something ridiculous where he didn't take a shot in like the last 8 minutes or one or two shots or something. The dude is, he's the best player on the court, and he could take zero shots in a game and be the best player on the court and be the most effective player on the court. And he could not take a shot. Or he could take 13 and you can't remember any of them and make, 10 of 13 and have, 15 assists and 13 rebounds. Never 15 assists is a little high for him, but still, it's
He can
doable.
do it.
It's insane. He is so good. So good. So smart. I heard somebody talking the other day about the different how all of these Europeans are starting to be like, or out of talk. Give me a second. Mama mia, I wish I had a sneeze button. They call them a cough button, sneeze button, a dump button, whatever they call it. Oh,
I don't want to take the Lord's name in vain, so gosh bless you.
appreciate that. Yeah, but you're not taking it in vain if you're asking him to bless me.
It's a
And
gray
let
area, man.
I'm just
Gray
saying,
area.
oh man. We could go into a story about that. I'm gonna hold that one.
Okay.
I'm holding on to
You
that
hold it.
one.
I'm gonna write it down so we don't
No,
forget.
I'm not
For
doing that
next
one.
week.
I'm
For
not
next week.
doing it on the podcast.
Okay. All right.
No, nope, not
All
doing that one on the
right.
podcast. Woo! We'll talk about that afterwards.
Goodness bless you.
And if anybody's listening to this, feel free to ask me in public or in private, and
Sure.
I'll tell you the story I'm talking about gosh bless you,
I will be as soon
or
as we're
God
done here.
bless you, or whatever. And it really has nothing to do with a sneeze or anything. Anyway, listen to somebody talking about how these Europeans are so good, right? So many, not even Europeans, just not American born, right? Joel Embiid, you've got Jokic, you've got Doncic, you've got like all of, like, you've got so many of the top six, 10 players, like seven of them are from another country. And man, how was it? I don't think it was Gilbert Arenas. It had to be Dan Patrick. But they were talking about how,
Those are two different guys.
that's why I said it had to be Dan Patrick, because that actually makes sense.
Okay.
So, but they were talking about how, the with the rise of AAU basketball, and it's all about me and how many points I get, and it's a very me, 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 me type of thing, and that's how you're looked at, and that's how you're found, and all through that. And then you especially in Europe or other countries, you're 16 years old and you're playing with grown men, and they're beating you up, and you're learning how to play basketball, and you're amazing, you're unbelievable at 16, but you're playing with 30-year-olds that are beating you up and teaching you how to play the game. And when you get to the NBA, all of a sudden these star athletes that had it, any that were coddled and given anything they wanted because they're the best player on their AAU team, they're not so good anymore. And these dudes that are 22 years old, 23 years old coming out of Europe are straight ballers because they've been doing it for 10 years already.
There was somebody smart, I forget who it was, a coach or like Grant Hill or somebody recently said that the discrepancy between the European game and the American game is so much smaller now because and Europeans are coming over and starting to take over the league because they play like the AAU circuit, you play 10 games in a weekend and you practice one day a week. over there, they practice 6 days a week and play one day a week.
Yeah.
They're working on their game the entire time. They're spending way more time practicing their game. We're just playing in like in AAU, it's just showcases to show your skills to get recruited.
Sure.
So yes, that ties perfectly into what you were saying. Yeah, and I mean it's amazing, and I'm so thankful that everybody, the best players in the world, are coming here to play, you know.
Absolutely.
So we're definitely fortunate there. We don't have to talk about it too much, but that Knicks Sixers series is one of the best playoff series I've seen in a long time. It's unbelievable that the end of that game the other night, the end of game four, when Tyrese Maxey scored 7 points in 25 seconds or whatever, and had the 4 point play.
Are you talking about Tyrese Maxey? Oh man, that's
Tyrese
Halliburton.
Haliburton. The Pacers looked awful the other
They
night. Yeah, they
did.
got killed by a
By a no
Giannis-less and
Giannis
a
Dame.
Dame-less, yeah, Bucks team. Anyway,
They're still up 3-2.
yes, 3-2. Yes. And they go back to Indy tomorrow night, I believe. So anyway, hopefully they close that one out. The Knicks are really impressive. It's 2-2 now, that series, and it's just so many close, really good games in that Knicks Sixers series. So I'm hoping that one goes seven. That'd be great. The Knicks look like they're a better team to me. So it
Yeah,
feels
okay.
like they're gonna
It,
feels
it,
like they're gonna win the series.
it's like Joel's just not quite. I mean, he came back a few weeks, what, a month ago? Not even maybe.
Not even, yeah.
And
Yeah.
he's playing unbelievable. I mean, don't get me wrong, his numbers are great, but you can tell it's just not quite that same effect. And that team around him has been exposed, my friend.
Yeah.
They have been exposed.
Maxey's really good, but you know, and Tobias Harris had a good game the other night, but he's been really there and not there a lot this year. Kelly Oubre came to this team late in the year and played really well, but is kind of a Shaqt and a Fool candidate every single game. Like he does a lot of goofy things and does some very ill-advised things quite a bit, and then his athleticism will just get a putback dunk or
Yeah.
a steal or something like that, and he'll be valuable again. But yes, you're right. It's the Knicks look like a more complete team. They rebound really well. They're really good defensively, as every Tom Thibodeau team is. But and then Jalen Brunson is becoming my second favorite player in the league, maybe. I mean, he's so fun. But anyway, close games every game, and that's a really, really good series. Anyway, we have so much more playoffs. So we'll be, and it'll be more interesting the further along we get. So we'll spend more time on that then. Chris, I went to, and we'll make this fast as we can, a family reunion this past weekend.
Yes.
And it was the first one on obviously it was on my dad's side because you weren't there. If it was mom's side, you would have been
Well, I may not
there.
have been there, but I didn't hear about it. So, yeah.
No, I assure you, it was on dad's side. And
Well, how's Cousin Mike?
first one, cousin Mike.
I was.
Oh, say, okay, I
Yeah,
gotcha, I gotcha.
gotcha.
I
Yeah.
talked to him today earlier. Anyway, dad's side, it's I see my like immediate cousins, but it was like a lot of my dad's cousins and
Yes.
who I
That so how
kind
spread
of
out did it get?
it was I mean it was my dad's cousins, and whatever aunts and uncles were left. And it was that.
How many aunts and uncles were left?
Oh.
Was there more than four?
No. Were there any answer?
I was just gonna say,
I'm
bud.
trying to
Like,
even think.
I'm trying to think how the age of that.
Yeah.
That's getting there. I mean, we've got a grandma and a grandpa on our mom's side,
Yeah,
and
maybe.
that's a that they're both, they're pushing,
Yeah.
not daisies, but they ain't far from it.
Right.
Oh man, that's so bad. I
No.
love them both. God. Anyway.
No. I can't. I don't even know, honestly. I don't, because I most of the people like that, I know who they are,
Yeah, but you
but I
would
see
notice a
so
90
little.
something year old person over
Oh
there.
yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I would notice going to a family reunion and oh,
Yeah, I guess.
that one is that's the elder, right? There, that person belongs in that big tent, right? If you're an Indian or
Yeah.
Native American, sorry.
Yeah. I guess I don't think there were any there. Unless
Okay.
I'm forgetting. I don't know.
Okay. So,
But
was there a wiffle ball game?
there wasn't, but we had gloves and baseballs, you
Okay.
know,
Yeah.
tossing a bunch, so.
Jared, your cousin Jared, how old are his children?
He's got a, I think, 16-year-old, a 13 or 14-year-old, and like maybe a 10 or 11.
Athletes?
We talked about this a lot there. His oldest daughter is a rower.
What?
A rower in high school.
Where does she go to high school?
She goes to St. Ursula. Pretty
She's
sure.
a rower?
Rower. And we were at,
Like, is that crew? That's the
I
crew
think
team.
so.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's the crew team.
Yeah. We were at Houston Woods,
Okay.
and that's where Miami's rowing team has all their stuff.
Okay.
And we were in a building right next to that. So we were outside, and
Yeah.
right there, they had all their big, real super long
Those like
boats. And
they're 100 yards.
yeah.
You
Yes.
fit 400 people, like the Vikings coming.
Yeah. And so he was like telling us about her regattas. Yeah. And
Okay.
like some stuff about the boats, and they have this like hold their own language, and it's, yeah,
Yeah.
there's a lot to it that I don't know
Oh,
about.
ha, he, ha, hmm, ha, he,
It
ha.
seems like it's probably more sophisticated than that, but yeah, something like
So it's not just
that.
right, left. I
No,
feel like
that's
that's,
the military.
yeah, but I mean, you got people rowing on the right, and then you got people holding paddles going on the left. So,
No, I think you're doing both. Yeah.
no, not in
Well,
crew. No, the dude in front of you is on rowing on the left, and you're rowing on the right. Nah, you ain't doing one. You're just, nah, it's just one paddle. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
don't
Hey, Coach J, Coach Zizer.
know. I'll ask
Hit
him.
us up, brother. Hit us up. Let us know
I
how
want to see him
let
on
us know how it
Saturday.
goes. You going
Anyway,
to a game?
I'm good. Yeah. They play at Elder in the Best of the West tournament
Oh, nice.
on Saturday.
Do
Yeah.
they play Elder?
They play West High.
Okay, good.
Thank
That's I
goodness.
was gonna say
Yeah.
no,
I think I'm gonna
they
go
wouldn't
see him
be in
there.
Elders. They wouldn't be playing Elder anyway.
They could. I think Best of the West is just
Oh,
whoever,
Best of
you just
West
get
just
paired
played.
up.
So it's
Yeah.
not divisional,
I don't,
right?
it's not even a tournament, I don't think. It's like, I don't think you play. I think you just play your game.
It is. You play. It's probably you. Yeah. It's
Best of the
just
West
like,
showcase or whatever.
yes.
Anyway, it's a good time. I
Great
saw
Olds.
a few of my cousins that I don't. That I'll, you know, never see,
Yeah.
really, hardly ever see. And some of their kids, crazy. Like my oldest cousin on that side,
Yeah.
he has three kids. They're all adults.
That's
It's
insane,
weird.
right? And you remember when
He's
they're born?
retired.
What?
He's like 49 or 50, and he served 30 years in the fire department, and so
What?
he retired. He got to
Hold on a
retire.
second here. How old is Cousin Craig?
He is probably 47, 46,
Okay.
47, 48, something like that. And his
How it,
brother is,
and his brother's one you're talking about?
yeah,
I figured it was that family if
couple
I
years
didn't know
older.
who the heck you were talking about.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I know. It's
If
crazy.
you work for the fire department, how do you find time to knock on doors?
I don't know how much he did that, or the last time he, I'm not sure he did that. I don't know.
No, I'm pretty
I don't
sure
know.
that like that's just a requirement.
You
Like,
have to do that? I'm not sure.
no, I wonder. I've got a guy at work who is a Jehovah's Witness, and I have conversations with him all the time. I'm so intrigued. Like Christmas, I got everybody something, and I'm like, I'm gonna get him. I got him. I think I got him a gift card or something. I don't remember what it was, but I got him something. I'm like, hey man, here you go. And he's like, oh no, I can't take a Christmas present. And I said, I nobody said it was for Christmas.
No.
What are you talking about? I already knew it was coming. He's like, I mean, I know what's going on. And I was like, look, man, I just really appreciate everything you do.
Yeah. It's an
And
end of the year thing. Thank you, Chris.
And I'm just, and it's just something that I wanted to do because I appreciate you. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me and you could just tell he's like, this son of a gun, he's not going to say it, is he? He is not going to use that word, is he? And I gave it to him. But we had the conversation about, and I, for some reason, I thought he told me it was because Jesus didn't get presents when he was born or something like that. But that's not, he did, frankincense and gold myrrh or whatever. But that wasn't the reason. I can't remember what the reason is now that they don't celebrate anything. Something about Easter. It has to do with Easter, how that's, you know, you're only the only celebration we should have should be I don't know. I can't remember now.
I can't remember either.
I'm going to have another conversation with him because I love talking to him about it. He's totally cool with it because I'm, you know, when I'm talking to somebody, they immediately think I'm like messing around.
You don't say.
But I'm not. I'm dead serious. Like, I want to know what's going on. I don't understand why you can't celebrate a birthday. Mm-hmm. How is your religion? I follow Jesus. I read the Bible.
Sure.
When I was, you know, didn't read the Bible, but I mean, I read a lot of it. Yeah, I heard
it. It was read to you in Mass.
I 100% heard all of it. Yeah. My dad had 37 CDs that he would put one after the other inside the van. He listened to the whole Bible twice.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's very
and
cool.
He's not even Catholic.
Yeah,
just because it's intriguing, right? So that's why I want to do it. Somebody he's not a Catholic. He wasn't a Catholic, but
New York Times.
My mom's big on all that. Our whole family's big on all that. And he's like, you know what? I was like 20 years old, and he's like, I'm gonna put the Bible on DVD or on CD and listen to it in the car, and that's what he did. And you know, because it's intriguing.
Yeah.
But that's how I feel about them. Like, we believe in the same dude. All the preachings are the same. The Bible's the same.
Is that right?
But why? What? I still don't get. It can't be the same, obviously. It's got to be a little different. Why can't you celebrate Christmas and birthdays and stuff? I'm going to have to talk to him about that again. So anyway, your cousin, that's crazy.
Yeah.
He's 50-something years old with adult kids.
He's maybe 50.
And he's got 20 something year old kids that are adults. Man, I think about that all the time. How old was your mom and dad when you were born? You're the oldest.
Let's see. My mom was 21 when I was born.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
How old was your dad?
My dad was 24.
Man.
When I was born.
Robbing the cradle. my mom turned 21. What is that? 15 days before I was born.
Nice.
So she was 21 and my dad was 20. He didn't turn 21 until a month later.
So your mom's robbing the cradle.
Yeah.
Okay.
So mom's robbing the cradle at my house. But yeah, like I think about that. Like I'm 40. Mm-hmm. When I turned 21, my mom was 42 and my dad was 41. That's like having a 21-year-old next year. Yeah. That's like having a 20-year-old right now.
I know.
Dude, that's crazy.
No, it's so.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And then I start thinking, maybe that's why these coaches are so bad. Because they're so young and they've never had life experiences. No, I'm just kidding.
So.
It's my way of saying I'm an old dad coach.
That makes me think of something that I wanted to tell you. Right before I came over here, I'm looking at jobs, which will come into play in a minute here. And I applied for two jobs. So there was one that on the job posting, you know, it has all this information about the company and all that kind of stuff. And the one thing says, I even wrote part of it down. This company strongly supports equal employment opportunity for all applicants, regardless of, and then it's a whole paragraph of, you know, age, race, gender, sexuality, you know, like all of that religion. There's a list that is a whole paragraph long.
Yes. And then
age was the first one listed.
Yeah.
In parentheses. And it, like, after some of these things, it says, you know, like gender, non-binary, and like all the ones that are like not, you know,
that nobody knows what they mean.
After it says, regardless of age, open parentheses, 40 and over, close parentheses. They're saying if you're 40 I promise I won't not hire you because you're old.
I won't judge you because you're old.
40 and over.
Dude, when did this happen?
I don't
when
know.
When did this happen?
Oh, that's funny. Anyway, the family reunion was fine. Everybody's 40 and over now, even the kids. And but yeah,
your brother is not 40.
No, he will be in 4 and yeah.
August 14th or 17th?
3 and a half months.
14th or 17th?
14th.
14th.
Mom was 16th.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's coming up. It's coming up. I got to get him a birthday gift.
Come. We've got a big 40th birthday coming up in 2 weeks. Did you see it on the face tube? I was just told today. Didn't see it because I don't play with the face tube. But May.
Tony.
Anthony Edwards.
Nice.
No kids, so don't bring your kids.
Anthony Edwards, not the one that plays for Minnesota Timberwolves.
That's right. Different Anthony Edwards.
And not the one from ER.
So it says not to bring kids. Okay. It's not a kids party. Okay.
I don't think I was invited to this. I haven't seen it.
My wife was just reading it on the FaceTube. Okay. So it probably just came on the FaceTube. And if you're not invited, you get to be my spouse.
Okay.
Because I'm not bringing any of my kids, including my wife.
No kids. Yeah. This is an adults only party.
It's adults only. Yeah. Makes you wonder what's going on here.
You know, with Anthony Edwards, you never know.
But you do not. That's the truth, man. I love that dude to death, but you do not know what's going to happen.
Oh.
Ah.
No.
I hope.
That's right, man. We got another, a 40th birthday and then another one a few months after that.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Yep. Oh boy.
40 okay. sucks.
Yeah.
My feet hurt, dude. Before this podcast started, I'm complaining about my feet. I'm like, dude, I need new coaching shoes. I've never said that before. I wear
What'd
shoes.
What'd you do? I stand on the grass field.
I need new coaching shoes. You need new coaching shoes? Yeah, the shoes that I choose to stand in.
You mean playing, right? You're playing?
Yeah. No. No, this is just what I stand in.
I wave
in.
My arm when I'm waving.
Buddy, I get into it.
That's got to take some analysis.
Can I tell you that I watch videos of myself? Like, I record every game, right? We record everything. I go back and I watch the games. Watching me at third base, I have got the third base coach movements down. I wave a kid and I'm almost at home. I want him coming hard and I throw the stop sign up right at the last second. I'm almost at home. I'm almost all the way home from third, waving him on, knowing that he probably ain't coming, but just seeing if that cutoff man misses the ball. Bam, big old stop sign comes up.
I got to tell you something that I saw.
I have not had a kid run through a stop sign yet either. Have not had a kid run through a stop sign.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good. speaking of great baseball coaches and third base coaches and head coaches, managers, this is an extremely, if you've listened to this all along, this is an extremely pro Ron Washington podcast.
100%. I don't care how much he likes skiing. I love Ron Washington, and
the guy likes powdered donuts. What are you gonna do?
I mean, this is right. And I love the way he waves runners on. I love it. That's where I have watched so much Ron Washington tape that we do his infield routine.
Yeah.
And I use his rounding players around third routine.
I love that. Yes. So you have great influences, a great coaching influences. I saw a video. He is now the Angels manager and saw a video today.
I don't know how he got that job.
I mean, he's been everybody's manager, but he
was
just
so
awesome.
Good with the Braves.
Yeah.
What he did as an infield coach and what he did as a coach there with the Braves was unbelievable.
And with the Rangers and with the A's and with everybody he's been with.
Everybody loves Ron Washington.
Yeah.
And he created everything he does, by the way, just as I created this. I created this. Now, when I was with the Dodgers back in 72, I had a coach that did a lot of this, but I just added to it. And then I created this. Like, that sounds like you didn't quite create it there, bud.
Modified it, made it his own.
God love
it. He comes out. Amir Garrett is pitching.
Okay.
Former Cincinnati Red. He's pitching for the Angels. And Ron Washington starts coming out of the dugout, and he waves everybody off.
Like, get away.
Catcher, no infield.
Yep.
He's doing this. He's like, everybody stay away as he's walking out to the mound. He wants it to just be him and Amir Garrett. He stands there for 10 seconds or whatever. He's talking to Amir Garrett,
Yep.
talking to him. Can't hear anything he says. Taps him on the chest, walks away. Amir Garrett
Left him
strikes the
in.
next two guys out.
Let's go.
I mean, if you didn't love Ron Washington already, you're
Let's
like,
go.
nobody ever does. I don't. That's the guy. The commentators on the game were saying that. He's like, wow, that's something you don't see. He's like,
Yes.
man,
I
that's
love
different.
that. I
So
love
I
that.
couldn't wait to tell you that, and it took me
Not
this long.
just that he left him in, because that happens. Not a lot, but it does. But the fact that he
Just
told
me and you.
everybody, it's just me and you,
Just
big
me and
dog.
you.
Come look me in the eye. Look me in the eye, son. Look me in the eye. Love that. Love that. I don't let a pitching, I don't have, like the guy that works on pitching, I should probably have him go talk to the kids when they need to be talked to. But I don't, I go talk to them. And none of the kids ever come to the mound when they do it. It's just me and the pitcher all the time. But I love those one-on-ones. I love them because every kid's a little different, right? Like I got one kid. He's really mature when it comes to baseball. I don't know how he is regular, but he's very mature when it comes to baseball. When I go out to him, it's game, 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 go do it. But then I've got a couple kids that when I go out to them, I walk out, I walk up to this one kid and I just go 36, 25, 24. And he looks at me with big old eyes and I said, I'm going to say it one more time and you're going to remember it and you're going to tell me when you come in the dugout. 36, 25, 24. Go get him, kid. And I turn around and walk away. Struck out the side. I'm like, because he had just walked
Love
like
it.
two batters in a row, boom, boom, on like eight pitches,
Just get his
walked
mind on
out,
something else,
said it, came out, struck out. I'm like, oh, let's go. I love
right?
that. One-on-one, look at him, know what you need to say, know what you need to hear back. Boom. Kid walks in. I said, what are the numbers? He goes, there was a 30 something. And I was like, I don't even care, bro. It don't
Is
matter.
that why you were doing that? Just to get his head in a different
100%,
place? Okay.
100%, 100%.
Makes sense.
You're thinking too much.
Yeah.
Thinking too much. Clear your head. You know what to do. Let your muscle memory do it. You don't need it. Let your muscle memory do
Yeah, I love that. Yep. I knew you'd be excited about the old
it.
Ron Washington deal there.
Love
That
Ron
was cool.
Washington. Dude,
I
it's a
don't.
good thing I didn't watch comedy.
Yeah, I know.
Because
Yeah.
this is,
Yeah.
we're carrying
I
on
know.
here.
We
We're
go all, we
carrying
get
on.
all over the place.
I
So
love it.
let's do it.
That's why I love doing this.
Let's, yeah, me too. Let's get into jobs you would never want.
Yep, I left my list upstairs, but that's
Okay.
okay. I remember, I didn't have all of them picked. I had three picked, and I have three different websites that I went to find them, but I've got them all up here still. So I'm gonna let you go first. What do you got here, brother? First off, did you look on any websites to look up some of these?
I did.
Okay, odor tester,
Yeah.
dog food tester.
Right.
Those aren't jobs. Those don't count. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you
Oh.
choose some of those?
No. No, but yeah.
I mean,
I
obviously, I don't
honestly,
want to be a dog food tester, but
yeah.
that's not a job.
There was I think it is, but there was yes, most of those lists were like okay, I mean, you know,
Dude, the number one on these were way better than like the number eight on these. I'm like, how did that
yeah.
get to be number one?
And
A
I feel
taxi driver? Why is that
yeah.
so bad?
I'm sure it would be terrible, but there's so many jobs that were not listed on these things that I'm sure are
Yeah.
crazy. So, and we both have watched Dirty Jobs before, right? I think you were the
Absolutely.
one that
Yep.
first said that, like, yeah,
Yeah.
just find out where Mike Rowe went. But no, I'm for me specifically, I'm going I'm gonna go. You know what? I'll get this one out of the way. I wasn't gonna do it, but after the last couple of days, I'm going production planner at a flavor
Knew it
company.
was coming.
And
I knew
I'm just gonna get it out of the way. I was gonna be a
it
cheap, it's gonna be a cheap, dumb joke before, but now it's not a joke at
coming. No,
all.
it's not a joke.
I'm gonna go, and for me, these are gonna be specific for zookeeper. Zookeeper because there are animals all over the place
And outdoors.
and that's outdoors, and you gotta deal with not just animals that like are, you know, you see all the time around here.
Sure.
It's, you know, did you see a few weeks ago when the two zookeepers got trapped in the, I think it was the tiger cage or whatever. They
No.
went in there to do whatever, and the door locked behind them or something, and they were just stuck in there. Yeah, they got out. They were all right, but
What?
yeah, like the top, I think it was a tiger or a lion or something, came out and like was look like kind of between them and like looking, just kept like looking at both of them, like, what's gonna happen here? Or I gotta start making my plans, or this is my meal plan. My meal plan's coming up.
Well, I hope they fed them good.
Yeah.
I hope they fed them good, bro,
Yeah.
because if you don't, you see them lions at the Cincinnati Zoo?
I've seen them.
They look a little emaciated.
Sure,
I
yeah.
feel like you get caught with one of them lions, they coming after you. Like
Yeah.
sometimes I look at them lions and I'm like, that is one skinny, lazy lion. There's a lot of skin. Whole lot of skin.
That's not what I see on National Geographic.
No, I see a much stronger animal. I feel like
Chasing down a wildebeest and stuff.
and it would be easier to chase down this beast.
Sure.
Chris Beast.
Pro surfer, professional surfer. Just because I had to make it a job. You are in the ocean the whole time.
Damn.
The water is much stronger than you. I can't swim. I can't swim in a pool, let alone a water that takes me wherever it wants.
When was the last time you were in a pool?
Probably in my 20s, maybe. I'm not sure.
When you guys went on vacation with your family to the beach, what's the furthest you went into the water?
Like just last year when
Yeah.
we went? Oh, maybe up to my knees. Maybe.
So what happened when you were on the beach and you had to pee?
Oh, yeah, I just didn't go, or I walked back to the
You
place.
can just walk out there, just kind of, you go to your knees and then just kind of squat.
Another reason for pro surfer being on my list. Everyone's doo-doo and pee-pee are out there.
Not just everyone, all the
All the
animals.
animals.
Yeah.
There are an infinite amount of animals and wildlife in the ocean.
And there's no filter.
All of There's no
There's
filter.
no filter,
There's
my
no
man.
filter. You can't check the pH in that
There
thing.
ain't no flushing.
There's no flushing. And
It's just a whole lot of movement.
the whole thing, the ocean stinks to me, and it's I don't want to be in it. Basketball referee is number four for me.
Ah, that's good. Worst job.
It's so
NBA.
hard.
NBA or just in general?
Probably in general, it's just a really hard job. Maybe especially NBA, because you're hearing more,
Bigger, faster, athletic people that are making
higher stakes.
yes, higher stakes. The players are making more athletic plays, harder to stay consistent.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They put out the 2-minute report and said on Tyrese Maxey's 4-point play that I think tied or sent them ahead in that game with however many seconds left,
Yeah.
traveled. They missed the travel call. That would have eliminated that. Knicks would have won. But you can, that's the last 2-minute report. You can go through the entire game and
Yeah.
find all the stuff you missed or whatever.
And
But
there's a lot that
yeah,
happens.
of
A
course.
lot. So my number one is either dentist or dental hygienist. I cannot get that close to someone's open mouth.
Yeah.
Not happening. Like
Yeah.
I've asked my dentist so many times. I don't know how you stare at that many tongues.
Tongues are brutal.
Tongues are so gross.
Yeah, they are.
So many people's tongues are so gross. Like I'll use it. I said that the first time and she gave me like four tongue scrapers.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm so glad you said that. Yeah, that is one thing that's really bad. It also helps with bad breath and this, that, and the other. And she gave me four tongue scrapers.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't know if this is like, hey, you're one of them.
Are they like disposable tongue
I mean,
scrapers?
they're
Are
just
they?
little like plastic. You could
Okay.
throw them away for sure. Yeah, they're not like professional, like some kind of metal that bends a little bit, but
Because I got a tongue scraper,
I feel
a
like
few years
you
ago.
could use a tongue scraper forever. Just rinse it off.
Probably, yep. But I got one a few years ago for the first time ever and tried using it a bunch. It grosses me out. Number one.
Will you see all the white stuff that comes off your tongue?
And it's yellow.
Yeah.
Like I, or maybe that's me.
Oh, it's that's right. Yeah.
And it's like almost like a
mucus.
Okay.
No
Thank
shame.
you. It's
That's
not good.
that's it. It's not just you, bro.
It's so gross. It's so disgusting.
But it's
And
so important to get that off.
I know. And so I don't do it enough, but like instead of using that now, I will try to get some swipes with the toothbrush back there. And
Well, I always brush the tongue. Always brush
yeah,
the tongue.
I don't do it as much as I should,
I
but
always brush the tongue. I do a good tongue brush every single time.
I do gargle mouthwash a lot more than I ever used to before, so I'm
Yeah.
hoping that helps a little bit, but
Dude, I think mouthwash just makes the, I think it just turns that slime a different color.
really?
Yeah, I think it just turns it a different
It's
color.
so much of it is alcohol though. I feel like it's gotta
It's
kill
killing it.
something, but
Yeah, it's definitely
or
killing
maybe
something.
it's, I don't know.
It's definitely killing something. So number two for me is, I can't remember what it's called. I got it written down upstairs. The person at the nursing home that's in charge of wiping butts.
Okay.
It's called, they're like a
Nurse?
PCA, I think is what it is, a
Okay.
personal care assistant, I think is what
Okay.
they call
That
them.
sounds right.
No, not the nurse. The nurse doesn't do that.
Okay, yeah.
They got somebody else below the nurse that wipes butts.
I think that's what my sister did when she was like in nursing
Yeah,
school. Yeah.
sure. She was at Bailey Place, and you go, like, you start in the food court, and then you move up to be a butt wiper, and it's a little bit more money. I remember this because my wife worked with her.
Oh, yeah.
So you start in the food court, right? My wife never left the food court. She's like, I ain't doing none of that.
She was
And
smart.
then some people that were going into nursing, that was a nice little thing, right? Like, you jump up there, and it's, you get to be a little more intimate with the human body,
Patient
which is
care, yeah.
basically wiping ass.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You
Yeah.
sponge baths for old people, wiping feces out of butt cracks. Nah, I'm good. I'm good. I can look at anything. I don't care if you're a
Hundred aren't
hungry,
so gross
like a
anymore now.
naked 100-year-old person. That don't bother me.
Sure. I prefer it.
A poopy naked
Oh.
100-year-old person. I'm not
Oh.
cleaning that. I'm
Oh.
not doing it. Yes, that will never get out of your head. One of my biggest strengths is I can say anything and the visual doesn't come in my head. It's the biggest strength of mine. I don't even see it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't even see it. I can
That's
say a lot of things
pretty
and
lucky.
gross people out, and it
Two.
does nothing to me. So that's number, what was that? Number two. Number three, I'm gonna keep this in the doctor world. Gynecologist.
Okay.
Zero chance I would ever be a gynecologist.
Yeah.
For the one or two fun things you get to look at, there's a million of the grossest things in the world you have to look at.
Course.
Right? That's, I'll just leave it at that.
Oh,
Can we
yeah.
just cut it short there?
Let's well, number four.
Could you, I mean, you've got to have a mask on that's got a mask under it just to hide the nose plug that you got over top, the nose clip you got on. I don't want to get that close and that intense to some of the stuff that could possibly be out there. You ever seen the people that walk down the street? You ever seen somebody's dick?
Yes,
They
I
go to
have.
a gynecologist.
I
You think they're taking
do
care of
they?
themselves before they go?
Do they go? I mean, I do, maybe a lot of
I
people don't even go.
maybe not, but I feel like that's as important as having a doctor.
Are people that don't go to the dentist ever.
Yeah, that's true. And when they do go, I mean, some of them eventually go. And some people, it's like, I'm not going to the gynecologist. But then it's like, oh, I got me that government insurance. And they're like, I'm going to the gyno now. And that dude's like, or girl is like, man, I wish you never would have came.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
That was one that was like, that's definitely going on there. Disgusting.
Speaking of pH, you can't,
pH balance, man. pH, what is that stuff
pH
called?
from the
Hold
ocean,
on a
pH
second.
from
Summer's Eve. You ever seen Summer's Eve
yeah, of
commercials?
course. I
Yeah.
used to stock it at Walgreens.
Stocking at Walgreens. Yeah. You know what I mean? And when somebody buys it, that's not a bad thing. That's like, you take care of yourself, girl. I see you working, right? Yeah. Get your little douche cream or whatever that stuff is. It says douche on it, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good thing this is at the end of the
Yeah, nobody's listening anymore.
podcast. And then what was the last one? Oh, the last one I couldn't figure out. So
Okay.
let's take let's
Top of the dome.
yeah let's just this is what some of these things tell you to do. Oh, I do remember what the last one was. I did decide telemarketer. I love talking to people, but I don't like pissing people off.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do telemarketing. Like, making the phone calls. It was a struggle. Like, I loved answering the phone at US Bank. I hated the stuff I had to do with US Bank when I did work at the phone, when I worked at the call center. But I was answering the phone. People were calling me. You calling me, you're gonna get a conversation, my friend. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
My call times, record highs at US Bank. Record
Yeah.
high. They want you short, quick, and out of there.
Yeah.
I purposely took a class at US Bank because if you became a loan banker, you didn't have a time frame that you had to keep.
Oh.
Because when you're talking to somebody about their loan and different stuff like that, there was no, get them in, get them out. Like, you got to explain to them and make sure they understand. Otherwise, there's legal action that can happen.
Yeah.
I purposely did that and only answered like one out of every 30 calls was for that. So, but because I had that under my belt, I got to talk to people as long as I wanted.
That's right. And you talk to baseball player
Yep. Wills.
Maury Wills. Yeah,
Yeah.
Maury Wills. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep. That was pretty cool. Man, I don't think I was allowed to tell people about that, but I don't work there anymore, so I could care less. That was cool. It was right around the World Series, and the Giants were in the World Series, and he played for the Dodgers, but he worked for the Giants. And I'm like, is this, it was Maurice Wills, and I'm like, is this Maury Wills? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, totally. He was like, my number should be on there. Go ahead and write that down. If you're ever out in LA or if you're ever out in San Francisco, give me a call. And I'm like, I totally wrote that
That's
thing
so
down.
cool.
I have no idea where that's at right now. I totally wrote that down. He told me I could.
Yeah.
I totally wrote that down and never went to San Francisco. So I never called him. Anyway. Yeah. So
Love it.
telemarketer, 100%. That's number four.
Yeah, that'd be a tough job.
To get hung, like the way that I like it depends on my day. I either buckle in for a long ride
Yeah.
or I'm so mad. And it, like, I heard Aaron the other night, it was like 9:30, 9:45. I'm sitting in with the girls in bed and her phone rings and she answers it and they ask for somebody and it was a 513 number. And she said, no, I think you have the wrong number. And they said, well, I got you on a phone. Would you be interested? And they started going and she's just hung up. Immediately, she had a change of heart and calls the number back. And a little kid answers it and says something. And then all of a sudden, a grown up grabs the phone and she goes, how in God's name could you possibly call somebody at 9:30 at night? Aaron's just going off. Aaron goes off on this girl. That
No.
so I'm one or the other. 90%, I'm buckling in. That dude better be ready for a conversation. I get hung up on
Yeah,
by telemarketers
that's right.
constantly. They
Somebody
hang
that
up on
like,
me. They
yeah,
hang up on me.
somebody last year maybe said something like, told like said if you weren't so dumb or something. They
Oh,
like,
yeah. You remember that? Yeah. That
yeah.
dude started like, he started telling me all this crazy stuff. I'm like, you call me, homeboy. What are you
Yeah,
doing?
didn't he? Yeah, he called you some name or like
He
said
told
something
me,
mean and
why would
something.
you even say something like that? That's so dumb. Because I was like, totally being, I was being dumb. He was like, yeah, would you be interested in buying these Christmas bags? And I was like, so these Christmas bags, if I don't want to use them for Christmas, can I still buy them? And then they, obviously, they knew I'm messing around. After the second question, they're like, totally like lit me up. And I'm like, wow, you call me, man. But good for you. I got no problem with it. You're just doing your job. But I can't. Oh, the telemarketers, I love it. What was the one? One, oh, I saw it on Jerry Seinfeld. I saw it on Seinfeld.
Okay.
And I've used it a couple times. But
Oh, I think I know what this
you
is.
know what it is? Yeah.
Yeah.
That somebody called it was, and I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm just sitting down for dinner. Do me a favor, give me your number and I'll call you right back. And I said, I'll call you back later or something like that.
And then he's like, "Oh, you don't want people calling you at home."
Yeah,
Okay, now
exactly.
you know how I
Yeah,
feel.
exactly. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I think that's what it was. That's what it was. It was like, oh, I'm getting ready to have dinner. Give me your number and I'll call you back when you get home. Or I'll call you back. Give me your home
Your home
number.
number,
Give me your home number and I'll call you back a little bit later tonight. Oh, you don't like when people call you at home? Oh, okay. Click.
right? Yeah, that's good. Mount Rushmore for next week?
Yeah, that's on me, isn't it?
We got
Because I
one.
didn't hit H. I did not watch H. Foley. So after all of this talk today,
That inspire anything?
yeah, it did. We've already done our favorite referees. We've already done our umpire slash referees. So we won't do that. Let's go with let's do the Mount Rushmore. Okay. While we think about this, you tell me what your comedy is for next week.
For next week,
Let the people understand. Let the people know what we're doing for comedy next week.
we're gonna get on YouTube, all right? And you can either, I mean, you can get it on your phone, you can get on your TV, or you can get on your phone and project it to your TV if
Is it
that works for you.
projecting it to your TV? I feel like we both said it wrong. I say throw it at your TV.
I don't think you're throwing anything.
No, that's definitely not right. But you're not projecting it from your phone to your TV.
It's like mirroring.
Yeah, it's like sending the signal through the Bluetooth world. It's almost like, do you remember the blueberry girl from Willy Wonka? And then there was the little cowboy
Violet
TV,
Beauregard,
and then there was the
Mike
T.
TV.
Yeah, yes, nice. That was
I'm a connoisseur.
I 100% watched that the most at your house growing
I'm
up.
a
There's
connoisseur.
no doubt
It's
about
still
that.
my favorite movie.
So, Mikey V,
Mike TV.
Mike TV, that's what it was. Mike TV, Mike, that's what it is. Just, you know, it's just a bunch of little stuff that goes
Oh yeah,
from one
he's up
place to
there
the
in a million
TV
pieces,
in a million pieces. And then it goes to the TV.
and it goes beep, meow, boom, meow, meow, as he's coming through on the little screen.
Yep. I love that. Gene
You knew
Wilder.
the whole. Oh, Gene Wilder's amazing.
I just watched a thing on who was he married to?
Oh, I don't know.
Glenna, what was, she was the on the very first season at SNL, first couple seasons. It was
Oh,
Dark Side of Comedy. I love that Dark Side of Wrestling, Dark Side of
yeah.
Comedy.
I feel like I should know that.
Glenna, Gene. I literally just watched it. It's gonna piss me off. So I'm gonna think about this. Oh, here we go. Mount Rushmore SNL actors,
Okay.
act slash actresses.
SNL, have we? Of course, I'm going to say
I mean, I
that.
feel like
Let's
it's,
just do
I
it.
feel like that was pretty easy. Like that just came off the top of my head. Like we definitely should have done this before, but I don't know, man. I'm not sure.
That's all right. We'll ruin it.
Her name was Gilda Radner.
Nerve, of course.
Yep.
Okay.
Married Gene Wilder. She had some real bad eat. She suffered from every eating disorder you could possibly have.
Poor gal.
All of them. Sometimes she would binge eat. Sometimes she would purge. And if there was any others in between, she did that.
But she was funny, huh?
Oh, she was the original cast member for SNL, the very first cast member signed by Lorne Michaels and NBC or whatever. I think it was NBC. She was also, you remember the guitarist that
G.E.
was on
Smith.
there forever?
G.E. Smith.
She originally was married to him for years. They
Wow.
got divorced and
Gene Wilder married
yeah,
him.
and she ended up marrying Gene Wilder. She did a couple movies with him. She did like four movies with him, and they all sucked.
Gotcha.
Oh, am I stepping on
We're
that bouncing? Am I
I
bouncing?
think
Shake
we're shaking a
a
little
little bit. Sorry,
bit.
I get my feet get moving and pounding, and yeah, sorry.
Okay,
Mount
SNL.
Rushmore SNL
I
characters.
love this.
Can we do character? Not character. That's what we've done. We've done characters. Because we
Did we?
had Chris Rock with not Gumby, but what was he?
Was he the Chris Rock was, I feel like his
He
only
dressed up
character
like
was,
Gumby.
oh, that was Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy
Okay,
was Gumby,
yeah. But that was, but
yeah. Okay, we did.
we did characters
Okay.
on it. So like we had
Like
Chris
Church
Foley,
Lady and
Church Lady, Chris Foley, Chris Foley,
Matt Foley.
Matt Foley. Yeah, we did characters on SNL, but I don't think we
Okay.
ever just did comedians on
People,
act
yeah.
of people.
Players, it's a sketch comedy.
So, we'll just call them
So,
comedians. Any
okay.
just anybody that worked, not anybody that worked, but any, just from SNL. SNL comedians.
See what I wrote down?
Folks.
SNL, folks.
Is it folks or
I mean, I'd
folks?
say it that way. I don't know.
Oh, is that, so it's okay to say it both ways?
Sure.
Okay. All
I
right. Just making sure.
mean,
Because it's the end of a podcast.
Anybody
And
who,
if you want to get me going, all we got to do is talk about how people say things two different ways. And it's okay with certain words, but other words people get laughed at.
I don't.
You say folks, whatever, you say folks, I say folks, and it's okay.
Whatever you want to call them, they all like eggs.
But
so.
Next week we have H. Foley. We have SNL folks. And until next week, don't forget to turn your headlights on.